Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Barb Anderson with Infection Care at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics to talk about flu season and getting your flu shot. Flu season is once again upon us. Flu shot has come out, and when it comes to the flu shot, it's not just one particular flu strand that goes into each individual shot. They put several different types in there. Tell us why exactly they decided to do that.
The current varieties come in different injections, trivalent and quadrivalent, which means the number of strains that are in that vaccine. So the quadrivalent vaccine, the ones that we're using most commonly this year, have two influenza type A strains and two influenza type B strains included in it. And so that covers the ones that are the type A are usually the heavier hitters, and the type Bs can make you pretty sick, but they don't cause as many side effects after.
It changes from year to year as to what strain is, I guess, more prevalent and whatnot. What are the ones that are probably more prevalent that you've been hearing about so far this year?
In the vaccine this year, we have type A California H1N1 strain, and we have the type A Texas H3N2 strain in that one. The process for the surveillance, when the state types those, they are tracking which ones are in the state. We track them at the beginning of the season. We track them at the end of the season. So if there's any change or variation in those as the year goes on, that helps dictate what vaccines will be produced the following year. So there may be different strains or different modifications of that. So each year, you're using whatever is the current strains that have been detected in the United States that we would be exposed to.
What are the different types of ways to administer the flu shot?
There are injections, and there are different levels of those doses. There are high-dose injections that you use for a certain population of people that need a little bit more boost to get their immune system to respond. And there's a normal vaccine that is injectable. There is also a flu mist that is applied through the nose that doesn't even take a needle, that is used on a lot of younger people. So there's good options for either way you want to get it.
It's got to be difficult to be able to keep up with all these. I know there's so many different variants when it comes to the flu. About how many types of different variants can there be, and what makes one more prevalent, I guess, than the other for a particular season?
I think that a lot of it is affected by the cold weather. We don't normally have influenzas until the weather starts getting in cold, and the way that the virus is configured, it just lives better in colder weather. And so when it starts warming up, it starts going away and dissipating. It kind of comes around, and it kind of travels the earth through different countries and comes back around our way with the different seasons change. And so whenever you mix those type of viruses together in groups and populations, it's kind of like putting the Herefords and the Holsteins in the field at the same time. And if you don't control that breeding program, you end up at the end of the season with an animal that has the traits of both types. And that's how these influenza viruses may mutate. And when you have that change and that is detected by the state, then they prepare vaccines that are going to be taking care of that changed virus as it comes around.
It's very important then people should be able to get their flu shot. What do you want to tell people about getting their influenza shot?
Influenza shots, I believe, are very, very important. It is not just a matter of convenience to not get ill. It also means you don't lose time at work, you don't make other members of your family ill, and you don't have multiple strains that you pass through the community. Anytime that we can reduce that, it helps people stay healthy, it helps them be happier, and it keeps you from losing out on your employment and the enjoyment of the season around the holiday times.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Barb Anderson, with Infection Care at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.